Welcome to Our House, the only complete on-air resource for your home ownership needs. Now, here's the host of Our House, Peter Hunt.
Good morning and welcome to Our House. This is Peter Hunt, and this show is brought to you by the all-new HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is truly easier for your real estate and home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA here in Buffalo, Niagara, all across upstate, even out to Phoenix, Arizona, and now through links to our offices in Boston, Massachusetts as well. The show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. Call them today, 633-3700, and ask one of our very skilled mortgage consultants to work with you to find the lowest rate and closing costs for your particular home financing needs and wants, and that's a guarantee of ours, and that's what we're going to be talking about today, so you want to pay close attention today. And also ask about our many exclusive programs, including our pre-purchase commitment that allows you at no cost or risk to effectively enter the market to find your next home with cash. And right along with that is our second look program, which allows you to, if you've already been qualified by another bank, as they say, or you've been in discussions with another lender for whatever reason, if you'd just like to know if you're getting the best deal, you want to call Hunt Mortgage, 633-3700. And if we can't beat what they're offering you, we're going to give you a gift card for $100. Is that correct?
50.
Oh, 50. I'm sorry. Well, yeah. Maybe if you call it today, we'll give you 100.
Yeah, that's right. Use the code Peter Hunt Special. We'll give you 100.
There you go. I don't know how I got that wrong, but somebody's going to get a benefit today. Anyway, and don't forget about how we treat you when you come to Hunt Mortgage. It's personalized and it's customized. It's right about you. It's not something that you're going to be plugged into some algorithm by going online someplace. This is all about you and what your particular needs are. And we promise to knock your socks off with service. That's our guarantee to you. And don't forget about the first ever 24/7, 365 real estate hotline, the Hunt Hotline, which gives you access to all available information about any property listed for sale in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, and even Phoenix, Arizona. Our local number here is 716-631-4800. When you dial that number, enter the street number of the house you want to know about, no matter whose listing it is. The hotline will prompt you with a choice of street name. Select the one you want. You'll hear a brief description, and then you'll be texted a link to a dedicated website on that property, all automatically and just that fast, anytime in any market we serve on any listing, whether it's ours or any other brokers. You can drive by all these signs and see 14 phone numbers and pictures and, you know, directional signs and QR codes and everything else. Just ignore it. Dial 631-4800. Just get the street number of the house. Remember what street you're on, and everything else will be automatic. It's the fastest thing you can do. In today's world, it's all the more important that you use the digital connection and get all the information you need without necessarily having to go to the house. And that's available through our hotline. We are in a very active market, believe it or not, given all the things that are happening in the world around us. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. But before we get into that, I want to remind everybody that Hunt is the official real estate and relocation provider of our hometown professional teams. The Buffalo Bills, the Buffalo Sabres, and the Rochester Americans. It's too bad we're kind of sidelined right now, but that may be a good thing for the Sabres.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to see. We are broadcast live, WBN 930 AM. And if you want to reach us here in the studio with a question or comment, and we'd really like your comments today because we're going to be talking about, I guess, the issue of the day, and there really is only one issue. Reach us here in the studio at 803-0930 and 1-800-616-9236 if you're long distance, star 930 if you're mobile. And you can text us at 30930, and everything's free. So join us here on the air at Our House. And as I mentioned, we have a special show for you today. In the studio with me today is, in my mind, the leading expert on real estate finance in Western New York, and that's Linda Malaya, the president of Hunt Mortgage. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Peter. Thank you for having me this morning.
I sense a little sarcasm.
No!
Just teasing. Anyway, just on Thursday of this week, there were really still two issues out there in the world. There was the obvious issue with our COVID-19, but there was also a lot of political discussion. And since Thursday, there is nothing going on politically at all, except how the government is responding to this COVID-19 situation. Is it just one issue now?
Yes, it's one issue. Where is toilet paper?
That's right. Well, they're out, I guess, most places.
Everywhere.
I think they could go to your house, though, couldn't they?
Right. You weren't supposed to say that on the air, but yes, if anyone needs toilet paper, my husband was out at 6 a.m.
Don't give out your address. Yeah. I'll be 26 cars there when you get home.
Right, right. But if you know, if you're a Hunt customer, I'd be friendly to you and we'll give you the excess toilet paper.
There still might be 26 cars there.
Yes.
So anyway, I did a little homework in preparation for this show because I wanted to try to put this into perspective. I was talking with a friend of mine who's in the healthcare world yesterday, and he was cautioning against, I guess, what we're seeing worldwide, which is this, they call it a panic-demic as opposed to a pandemic in some places now. And I'm not minimizing it, but that's what people are saying. Let me give our listeners a little few statistics. And by the way, they conflict all over the place. I'm not even sure these are right.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
I tried to find ones that lined up and wasn't very easy. And I went to several sources. SARS, which was November 2002 to May 2004, which, by the way, was coronavirus 2.
Oh.
It was the same kind, well, not the same, but it was a similar strain virus. 8,096 cases, 774 deaths, and 9.6% fatality. There were, according to this, none in the United States. Interesting. This also started in China. Then there was the swine flu, H1N1 flu virus, April 2009 to August 2010. 11 to 21% of the global population was affected. Now, that's a big spread.
That is a big spread.
700 million to 1.4 billion. So I don't know where that falls. And that was contradicted on several different sources. This is the range of fatalities, 150,000 to 575,000. I don't know which is right. And there was no more severe, than the normal annual flu, according to a couple of the articles I read. 18,036 fatalities. The flu itself, the normal flu that comes in every year, there's 700,000 to 1.4 million people affected by that. There's a 0.1% fatality rate. Now, again, that's contradicted by various sources, but let's assume it's roughly accurate. There are 145,000 worldwide cases of COVID-19. There are about 5,400 fatalities, and there are 71,000 recoveries. Here in the United States, there's 2,000 reported cases. There's 51 fatalities as of this morning, and there's about 1,700 to 1,000 recoveries, and again, that's a fuzzy number. So this is the extent of the issue. In the other two cases, there was no shutdown at all to speak of.
Yeah.
None.
I've read, though, that this virus is far more contagious than SARS, and that is why we're so concerned about it. The other thing that I heard on the news, because like you, I've just been flipping the dial and trying to find information. I saw someone speak this morning. I did not catch who he was or what his title is, but I thought, wow, that is very good thing to look at. He said, look at Italy, because what the news that came out of China, they believe, is false. The news that's coming out of Iran is tainted, false, whatever. He said Italy is probably, they've been very transparent about what's going on. Then he kind of went on to panic everybody, you know, the number of fatalities in Italy and da-da-da-da-da. And the newscaster had the foresight to say, but isn't the population of northern Italy skewed much older than the average population of the United States, and therefore wouldn't it be? And he went, well, yeah, that's, you know, that's a good point. but he did, I think, if you kind of take Italy and lay it on the United States and say this is the worst it's going to be or this is the worst it can get, I think we're acting appropriately. I think that we need to take precautions. I'm not sure we need to go as far as we've been going, but the problem is it's just leading to panic. There's panic in the grocery stores, and there's panic in the financial markets. People think the financial markets are immune to that, but they're not. The same, again, human beings that are out, you know, buying 42 rolls of toilet paper are those same people in Wall Street.
Flipping out, right?
And we saw panic. Mm-hmm. We saw pure panic this week. Interest rates, and the other thing that's been so incredibly difficult is trying to explain to people the swing in interest rates.
Let me stop you there because I want to come back to that. But just going back to Italy for a second. I've got my own theory on how it got so crazy in Italy. And it goes something like this.
Be nice to my relatives, Peter.
No, this is to their credit, in my mind, to all Italians' credit. It's one of the favorite destinations for Chinese tourists.
Oh.
I was in Venice a year and a half ago at the Architecture Biennale, where University of Buffalo did an exhibit, which is tremendous. And we're doing one again this Biennale, should it happen. And there was, Chinese tourists everywhere.
Oh, okay.
And large groups of them. So, and totally unrestricted. So, and the population, you actually point out the age population. The population of Venice itself, of residents, is about a little more than a third of what it was at its peak. Hmm. Now, there's no less real estate, but there's fewer people living there because they can't afford it. So the fact of life is you've got tourists flooding into that community from all over the world, but lots of Chinese tourists, which is a good thing for Italy. It's a very attractive place to go. But you bring with you what you've got.
Right.
And this is the case. Now, let's go back to the financial world, because this is where you live every day. And we watch every index known to man as we look at how we price our mortgages, for example. And I know you're acutely aware of all that stuff. But we were surprised with the Fed's action. The market was surprised because the Fed said on Friday, a week ago, that they would be doing something. Whatever was necessary, I think, were the words that Mr. Powell used. And then on Monday, they just did something. Half a point, largest rate cut in history. Single rate cut. So they cut a half, and then the mortgage market reacted.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened?
Well, and again, this is what has made our lives so difficult this week. It's not just the gyrations of the market. It's really trying to explain to consumers what happened, because all of our people have felt very badly, because customers look at us and go, nah, that can't be. You can't possibly be telling us the truth. The mortgage market reacted opposite of what the Fed did. We saw this brief dip before the Fed cut. For example, 15-year rate got down to 2.875. Now, I'm not saying that was the lowest ever, but I was looking at rates every day. That caught my eye. I didn't see anything lower. That same profile of customer, same down payment, same credit score, same everything, is now 0.5% higher, okay? And again, to the average consumer, they're like, what? That's all I'm hearing on the news is rates are low, historic low, the Fed cut. But what you had was, again, there was complete panic and there wasn't enough liquidity in the market. Now the Fed has pumped more liquidity into the market. And I believe that you will see a little bit of a softening of rates, but I don't think you're going to see what we saw for 5 minutes, which was this incredible dip. If you locked in during that 5 minute phase, God bless you. You did very well. I think
you didn't even expect that, though, at that time.
No.
Usually the mortgage market has all this pricing built in,
right?
Based on
exactly
what they anticipate is going to happen.
Exactly. You know, the cut actually panicked them, like, whoa, what's going on? And because there was not as much liquidity, everybody upped their margins. And we were getting calls from the people we work with on Wall Street going, please, you know, you have to raise your margins. You have to protect yourself. And the people we sell to raise their margins, and the people on Wall Street raise their. And so everybody put in some padding, if you will, to boot. Now, we put in minimal, I mean, absolute pennies to protect ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought, again, I'm one of those people going, I am not going to buy 100,000, you know, rolls of toilet paper. It's adding to this. You just can't panic. But it's very hard to act contrary to what the herd is doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't be countercyclical without enormous danger. I mean, it's sometimes the best thing you can do, but other times, particularly in our world,
mm-hmm.
where we have to look long term,
right?
We're not looking to do this. Our transaction isn't a day long. Our transaction 30 year long, 50 years.
Right.
We have a caller online. This is Ken from Amherst. Ken, how can we help you?
Well, good morning. And I think the 900-pound gorilla in the room that I haven't heard.
He's gotten fatter. Used to be 500 pounds. Yeah. But go ahead, Ken.
Well, that's 900. Is that, you know, decrease sales tax from all these gatherings and all these conventions, decrease hotel tax, decrease rental car tax. What's that going to do to real estate tax when we visit that in the fall?
Ken, I think that's a brilliant question, and I'm the wrong guy to ask about it because the fact of life is that that's going to be answered in the political world, and no one knows. For example, if these venues are closed for a long period of time, malls close down, who knows what's going to happen to the sales tax levy? And last year in Erie County, it was higher than expected and higher than the year before. That was a very good thing for all of us. Yet the city of Buffalo is just going through a huge reassessment and people are getting nailed. And I'm hearing about it every day. There is fighting of the assessment all the time. Well, here's a perfect rationale to keep the tax assessment up, which is going to make us, in my mind, a less attractive community. We already have high taxation compared to the rest of the world on real estate, and to make that worse, I think, would be a huge mistake for people in this county. So I'm hoping, my hope is that our politicians will use some good sense and share the burden.
Or in the near future, you know, keep our fingers on that pulse for the answer.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. Interesting question. And we are talking a lot in our company about how this will affect activity. So far, we are countercyclical. Our mortgage business is way up, and you can talk to that in a second. Our real estate business is up, way up year over year, which is very good news because people are not panicking and burrowing into a hole in the ground. They're actually using this as an opportunity, which I see it as an opportunity, just like there was a buy opportunity yesterday in the stock market.
Right.
And people flooded in to take advantage of it. And everyone's trying to predict the bottom.
Right.
Maybe it was Thursday, maybe it wasn't, but who knows? But what are you seeing?
Well, you know, when people ask me, what should I do? Should I lock my rate? Should I float my rate? I always say, you know, trying to get the lowest rate in the market is like trying to catch a falling knife. You know, maybe you can do it. If you are comfortable with the payment and the house that you are buying, I say lock now. I don't know where rates are going to go. It's anticipated that the Fed is going to cut again. But as we know, we've been talking about...
There's only so far to go, though.
That's what I was just going to say. They've been warning that, you know, should another recession hit, there's only so many arrows left in the quiver because we've been so low for so long. Mm-hmm. But it is anticipated that the Fed is going to cut again and rates are going to, you know, virtually go to zero. Well, we know how well that worked, you know, for China. They went into 10 years of, you know, a bad recession.
You mean Japan?
Japan. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Japan.
And also,
I got China on the brain.
The Western European countries all went through something similar.
Right.
Still are for some.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of look at this as it's like if someone in your family gets ill and they can't work for, you know, say 6 weeks, what happens to your family? Well, it depends on how well prepared you were for that. And, you know, I don't think we're as well prepared as maybe we could have been, should have been. I do believe we will be through this. I mean, the experts are saying we're going to be through this in 6 to 8 weeks, probably eight.
I've heard that too, and I heard 3 months this morning. I heard a comparison of this cycle to the other two cycles I mentioned earlier, and that was a 4-month cycle. Or in some cases, if you go start to finish, you're talking more than a year.
Yeah.
I mean, of the total effect of the pandemic for over a year. Now, who knows? I mean, this is uncharted territory, as you pointed out. The level of contagiousness, if that's such a word, of this particular virus compared to others is relatively high.
Yeah.
So this is interesting. A text, 20% of people have died or have permanent lung damage. I don't know, 20% of what people? I can't tell what that's about. Have you heard a statistic like that?
I looked at that myself. I assume they mean 20% of the people who are infected, but I'm not sure where that permanent, I've not heard that in
I've heard recovery. And yeah. I assume recovery means that you're back to normal.
Yeah. They had a gentleman that they interviewed on the news. And again, you can't go by what one guy said. But it was fascinating to me because there's been so little on the news about people that are infected with the virus to come out and say, how do you feel? Like Tom Hanks came out, right, and said he had it. Well, okay, how do you feel? What are you doing? You know? Mm-hmm. So this gentleman had it, and he said that on a scale of 1 to 10, when he had bronchitis, it was an 8. And he was not a spring chicken. I mean, I don't know exactly how old. If he said his age, I didn't catch it. But I'm going to guess he was north of 60, 65. And he said when he had bronchitis, it felt like an 8, and this felt like a 2. He said it, you know, was uncomfortable, and he felt a little achy. He had a fever that lasted 48 hours.
It was like 10 hours. I heard that report.
Yeah. Yeah. So I thought, well, that's interesting. And I think that would be helpful for people. I mean, again, I don't want to minimize this. I do think it's a good idea to do the social distancing. I do think it's a good idea to, be careful. So what do we got now? It's in bear market, dead cat bounces.
Yeah, this is interesting. This text has to do with an absolute certainty. This gentleman's lady is saying that there's an absolute certainty of a recession and bear market after an 11-year bull run. And you know, who knows? I heard one, I would describe him as a sophisticated analyst, say that there, you know, this was everything that happened up till Thursday or up till Friday morning when this person was on was indicative of a recession. Then Friday happened and all of a sudden doesn't look so much like a recession.
You know, I just wonder about, we're in for, let's say, 8 weeks minimally of everything being shut down. It does tend to make you feel like there's got to be enormous economic.
Well, let's look at it. Let's say the GDP has to be negative during that period of time. Well, then by definition, we're in the beginning of a recession, right?
Right.
So, but it just depends on how the recovery takes place.
Right. And what about oil? I mean, mm-hmm. Are they going to, solve the issue of falling oil prices? Because that's also rattling the stock market. And
well, they all bounced back yesterday, and our government announced a purchase of oil, large for strategic.
Oh, I didn't see that.
For strategic reserves. So that,
awesome.
That pushed the price up a little bit. But it's still, I mean, I was trying to figure out what the price of oil has to be to justify exploration and continue drilling. And mining of oil and natural gas, and it's no, well north of where we are right now, but at $50, the market performs pretty well. Oil, mm-hmm. We're at 34, 35 right now. So,
right.
So there's an issue there, and we are still largely a petroleum based economy, right. Worldwide. I mean, there's a dependence on that. So we'll see how that goes. We have to go to break. We'll be right back with more from our Austrians after these important messages.
Hi, this is Linda Malaya, president of Hunt Mortgage. Mortgage rates have recently dropped, and now is an ideal time to purchase a home and lock in a low rate. If you're already a homeowner, let's discuss your current mortgage. There may never be a better time to reduce your rate or access the equity in your home by refinancing with Hunt Mortgage. Call Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700 for a free, no obligation consultation.
Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Peter Hunt, and the show is brought to you by the all-new OurHouse.com, HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is truly easier. By the way, you can reach it both ways, where everything is truly easier for your real estate and homeownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web where you can find a complete inventory of homes available, not just here in Buffalo, Niagara, but all across upstate and even out to Phoenix, Arizona. You'll also find access to a complete set of homeownership services at HuntRealEstate.com, which is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA. The show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage, and for more information about our many exclusive programs, call them today, 633-3700. Ask about our pre-purchase commitment, our second look. That's the best deal in town. You know, I was talking, Linda Malaya, president of Hunt Mortgage, with me here in the studio today. I was talking with a young man in our business this week, and he was talking about how he presents the mortgage options to his customers. He's not with our company. He said, I give them three options. And I said, well, which three? Which three? Because there's hundreds of them out there. Which one do you give them? Well, it turns out it's ones where he's got a relationship, which is usually the case. Okay, nothing wrong with that.
No.
But I said, how do you know that you're getting them the best deal, or are you leaving it up to them? And he said, well, you know, I know that they're giving them a deal. They're giving a reduction. I said, you have to understand that's funny money. I
mean, right.
It is funny money. Like, right. So they want you to believe you're giving a deal by recommending them. And that's sales. Okay. I understand that. But we have to understand that's really not true. Just so we're clear on that. And the only way for our customers out there or any customer to understand that is through that Second Look program. It is the most honest program in the marketplace today.
Right, because we look at what you have and we say, we can beat it, here's how, or gee, that is a great deal, here's your gift card. Yeah. Well, either way, you get the gift card.
It's a good deal in my opinion. Anyway, call Hunt Mortgage today, 633-3700, because there's never been, in my mind, perhaps a more interesting time than we're experiencing today. And I'm not going to say good, bad, or indifferent. I'm just saying interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's requiring all of our skill. All of our talent, all of our knowledge.
No question.
To navigate these waters on behalf of our customers and clients. I don't think I've ever seen a time in my experience, and you've been in this business a while yourself. I know the anniversary, we'll talk about that later. I can't remember a time when it's been more interesting. And I'm not saying necessarily bad. I just think it's extremely interesting right now. And it really requires insight. That's why I got up at very early this morning and started digging around to find out really how does this compare and what was our national reaction? What was the international reaction to these other pandemics and what is it today? And what will the impact be on the economy? Was the first text, the gentleman who texted, was he right? Or was the next guy who or woman who texted where it says, I've got to get this to move up here a little bit. How do I do that? Anyway, it was basically that Larry Kudlow and everybody else said that there is no recession, that there is no bear market, that we're just in a dip. Anyway, long story short, we have to really dig in and understand this. And as we were talking about during the break, it's our obligation to educate the rest of our people and have them educate the public so that we're not dealing in rumors and innuendo. Where would you want to start if you were trying to educate people today on what's happening right now and what you think might happen in the future without sticking your neck out on predictions? Where would you start on that education process?
Well, I think the best place to start is to watch the financial news rather than any other news because sometimes, you know, they'll write an article about, you know, interest rates remaining low and 2 days later the newscaster is reading it and it's old news. But having said that, the mortgage interest rates normally moved in tandem to the 10-year Treasury bill. And they didn't do that this week. The Treasury bill went down, and rates didn't go down. Rates went up, and that's really the first time they said in the history.
But then there's the demand issue, right, as we were talking about during the break. So go ahead.
Well, it's not just demand. It's a panic of Treasury bills. I think they were near 2 a couple of weeks ago. They got as low as 0.5. I think they ended Friday about 0.9. And there is a panic that, you know, how low can they go and liquidity. And I don't want to be the last man standing with a 2.5% mortgage to sell on Wall Street if rates then suddenly go to 5. So there's so many different things that go into this. I do agree with the person that said it's the bottom and the person that said it's the not. It's not the bottom. Mm-hmm. Right. You're right. It could be either. I think you have to just deal with the information that you have in front of you. I think you have to, you know, live within your means, and you have to look at your employment. Are you in a vulnerable employment situation? If you were in hospitality, you're very vulnerable right now.
And this is another question I wanted to ask you, and the only answer can be imprecise, but many of our buyers are reflective of society as a whole. Society as a whole has a large percentage of people that are living paycheck to paycheck.
Yes.
So any change in their world,
yes,
can crush them or take them up into the sky.
Yes.
And I see far more opportunities for people to be disappointed today.
Yes, I agree.
Just because of the way the, you know, everybody's saying don't do anything. Don't go out. Don't spend any money. Or go to the Wegmans and buy everything on the shelf. And I mean, to me, this is not rational.
No. Well, I say do two things. You know, look at if you've been in the market to buy a home. My nephew, for example, has put in, I think, at least 7 or 8 bids, and he's lost every one of them. And he's been going over asking price, and he's been disappointed, and I feel so badly for him. Well, now I think there will be a bit of a thinning of the number of multiple offers on houses, and maybe this is the time for him to buy. He's in a fairly secure industry. Mm-hmm. So it's the time for him to get out, and maybe he can get the house he wants. The other thing to look at is maybe if this is you're in a home that you think is going to be long term, maybe this is the time to lock in a low rate and refinance. Mm-hmm. You just have to look at your own situation.
Let me stop you right there. If you're going to be in your home long term, mm-hmm. I think what happens is that we look at this as in a very short term situation, and a mortgage is not a short term financial move, is it, or is it not?
I'm sorry, I was distracted by reading the text messages.
I know, there's a bunch of them out here.
You know me, I have ADD.
So, okay, well, I know I don't want to encourage you to do more than one thing at a time. I'm trying to get this thing.
I know, you're always trying to get me to not do 10 things at once. I'm sorry, what was your question?
I don't even know.
We're both just boys. Somebody is just texting like mad here.
We got a lot of texting going on here.
Yeah.
We're in election year. That they will deny the bear market. Bear markets are not over in 3 days because of a dead can't bounce. Regarding...
Pauline's question. Let's get to Pauline's question, which I think is very germane to... she said, I'm waiting for a closing date on my new house. What happens if Erie County closes down the courts? Pauline in West Seneca.
That's a very good question.
That's a wonderful question. I believe that the courts may shut down for criminal things, and buying a house is not criminal, thankfully. Mm-hmm. So we are talking, the answer as we speak right now, Pauline, is I don't know what will happen, but we are working on that. We are talking to various investors about, okay, what if we can't record? Because Pauline, what happens is if dishonest people could do is get a mortgage from us on a house and then run down the street, get a mortgage from somebody else and get a mortgage from somebody else. And now all three of us are holding a note that's not recorded at Erie County Hall because it's closed. That's why we have to close your loan and immediately record it. Now, hopefully our elected officials are working on an electronic way to do that. You really don't need to be in the clerk's office to do those recordings. They should be able to be done either by, electronic, email, fax, something. Mm-hmm. So we are working with our elected officials and we are working with our investors on that very question. It's a good one.
And there's examples around the country where it doesn't care if the office is open. Those are states like Arizona where we also have in Florida where everything is digital.
Right, right.
And you close in a title office.
Right.
And everything is taken care of from there.
Right, right, right. I'm sure we will find a way to work around it if the hall closes, but that's a great question.
Here's an interesting question. Why have interest rates remained so low for so long? The Fed's cut, if they're going to cut to zero, they're out of ammo. The massive national debt is insolvent. You know, that's another question. But let's deal with interest rates. Why have they remained low for so long? What are your thoughts on that? Going back, it really goes back to the end of the recession, or actually before the recession.
Yeah. Well, that, cutting rates got us out of the crisis that we were in, about 11 years ago now? 12? So
that was part of the cure.
Yeah, that was part of the cure. Money flows into bonds. The rest of the world still was not in great economic shape, and that expression in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king, and the United States Treasury bonds have remained a beacon in the world of safety. And so money has flowed into those bonds and kept interest rates low. But
so when demand for bonds is high, the rates are low.
Yes.
Because they don't have to pay much.
Normally,
but
right now, I don't know the answer to that question, but normally, yes.
And they did go in the same direction, movement of the market went in the same direction, which is usually just the opposite.
Right.
Market's going up, bonds are going down, and vice versa. But the interesting thing is that people were willing to accept next to nothing in terms of interest just to have their money someplace where their principal was protected, the base principal, right?
Right.
And that's a bond.
Right.
So we have a bunch of other comments here. Let's see if we can No way is this the bottom of the market. We're headed into recession, bear market after, look, we already talked about that. No bear market, no recession. Several experts and Larry Kudlow said so. Well, that's, I guess, an opinion. I'm not sure we should react to that. Bear markets don't end in 5 days. Anyway, there's a lot of opinion here. We're in election year. They will deny the bear market. Bear markets are not. We talked about that. I'm waiting for a closing date on my new house. We talked about Pauline's.
Which was really a great question.
It is a great question. Prosperity isn't created off massive debt and the Fed printing money. Sooner or later, we have to pay the piper. That's true, and I think that's something we have to do. We'll be right back with more from our host years after these important messages.
Hi, this is Linda Malaya, president of Hunt Mortgage. Mortgage rates have recently dropped, and now is an ideal time to purchase a home and lock in a low rate. If you're already a homeowner, let's discuss your current mortgage. There may never be a better time to reduce your rate or access the equity in your home by refinancing with Hunt Mortgage. Call Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700 for a free, no obligation consultation.
Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to our house. This is Peter Hunt, and the show is brought to you by the all-new HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is truly easier for your real estate and home ownership experience. The show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. Hunt Mortgage is the home of the pre-purchase commitment, the second look mortgage. Buy before and live the after, the warm home loan, a bunch of other stuff that you need to take advantage of because you've got to look today, and today it's never been more important. Obviously, the most important thing might be the monthly payment ultimately and your interest rate, but you want to make sure that's packaged the right way, and that means you've got to talk to a mortgage consultant. Somebody can really advise you. Take a hard look at your credit situation and make sure that you're in the right place to make a move today and take advantage of the strength of the market. And it is still extremely strong. And I don't even want to use the word still. It's strong. That's all that matters. I'm in the studio today with Linda Malaya, the president of Hunt Mortgage, in my mind the leading expert on mortgage finance here in Western New York. With more experience, I think, than just about anybody in any position, in any company, in the lending business, anywhere that I'm aware of. Anyway, we've been talking about the impact of the changes in our world, and it's really a world situation. That's why they call it a pandemic, and what that might mean for real estate, mortgage finance, our day-to-day living. And there's one text here. It's someone is saying that they're selling their home this spring. Should I worry about my home price dipping? Well, the only way it would dip is if demand fell off. And right now, because the inventories are so low, demand would have to fall off by 50% just to hit what we would describe as a normal market. And the way we measure that is this. Right now, our turnover is under 3 months, probably 2.5 months. Mm-hmm. So that means that if we never took another listing, the whole inventory would sell out in 2.5 months. It's like going into Wegmans and saying there's 2.5 hours to buy stuff, and after that, there's nothing more. Normal or a balanced market is 6 months. So we'd have to more than double the inventory or decrease demand by half to get to a point where it might start affecting prices.
Right. So the bottom line is, no, don't worry about, you know, I think there's going to be some.
This person's given their address. I know the neighborhood. I know that very well.
Right.
And that is right in the sweet spot of the market, which means this is that's a very, very good position to be in. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, the other thing is interest rates, I think, may dip a little bit. I don't think they're going to go up. I don't think. And when interest rates dip, it increases buying power. It makes buyers tend to bid more for houses. So I think that's going to prop up prices. The other thing is, if this person is going to buy something themselves, you know, there's a balancing. It's the teeter-totter of, you know, real estate.
That's a very important point. And one of the big reason why we don't have more inventory is people can't imagine where they would go next.
Exactly.
Or where they would like to go is not available.
Exactly.
So what's happening in other markets, particularly where we do business in Arizona, they're building apartments all over the place. Now, they'll max out sooner or later, and they're probably getting close. I mean, whole desert-like areas are now filled with whole new communities, and it's happened almost overnight, just a very short period of time. And they're filling up. Why? Because they've got employment's growing and there's a bunch of good reasons out there. But the fact of life is there are people going from houses into these apartments too because they're saying, why not take advantage of the market today? Mm-hmm. Take my money off the table, go rent for a while, see if this is where I really want to be. And if I do, then I'll take my time to buy. Mm-hmm. And that's becoming a better option here in Western New York. And we still don't have enough apartments to fill that need.
Right.
We definitely don't have enough new houses, and we don't have enough apartments as well. So how do you see that evolving? Are we kind of in a catch-22 relative to inventory in this community?
You know, I think we are. I mean, I've been actually, for the first time in 30 years, I'm back in the market to buy a house myself, and I came really close to putting a bid on a house, looked at it and went, said to the agent, are you crazy? Well, I'm not going to pay that. And then sat down and looked at what my home was valued, and I said, really? My house is worth that? Had I known that, I probably would have. You know, it's a balancing act. I mean,
well, I think sometimes we get nervous. We look at our own mm-hmm. house and say, it can't be worth that much.
Exactly.
Or worse yet, we say it's worth way more than it's supposed to be. And then,
yeah, that's true, too.
But I think that's where, frankly, professional advice comes in.
Oh, without question. And
in a town like Buffalo, let me just interrupt you for a second. A town like Buffalo, where houses vary so much from house to house, an algorithm will give you an idea, maybe, if you're in a very consistent neighborhood. In other words, it was all built at the same time. There were only three different models built in that community, blah, blah, blah. So it's relatively consistent. But there aren't that many neighborhoods in Western New York like that.
Yeah.
Most of our neighborhoods are diverse in the housing styles and age of the housing, and so it's very difficult. You need a professional to advise you on that.
Yeah. You know, and as you know, there's a very well-known online, you know, might rhyme with Zillow, that is so far off so often. Sometimes they're right, but more often than not, they're wrong, and you know, that creates all kinds of problems. So you do need a professional realtor to assess your specific home, the condition that it's in, the neighborhood that it's in, and as you said, street to street in the city of Buffalo can be vastly different.
And use the word professional, which I think is critically important. The term professional implies a body of knowledge. It implies a certain level of expertise in any field. Everybody who comes into this business is not a professional.
Right.
It takes 75 hours to get a license. And that person who gets the license is going to charge about the same as someone who's been in the business for 20 years and has a pile of experience. That's different from other professions. And we try very hard, obviously, to define our people as professionals for a good reason, which goes to just what you're saying. You want a professional to give you advice.
Absolutely.
And anyway, that's the difference. There's a comment on text here about that you can lose principal on a purchase of bonds. Of course you can. I didn't mean to minimize that. When the bond price drops, of course. Only fixed rate bond annuities are insured against principal loss and guarantee the rate paid out. Absolutely right. I agree 100%. But generally speaking, bonds are perceived as being a place of safety.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's different from a stock, an issue of stock in a company, because it all depends on how that company does, as well as the market psychology at the time.
Exactly.
And so we're in a time right now where that's, who knows what that is on any given day.
You know, we are in that curse. May you live in interesting times. These are very interesting times.
And I think to the gentleman's or lady's point about bonds and also about selling your house at this point in time, what I said earlier, I'll stand behind, at least for the foreseeable future. We are in a time right now, and we're in a marketplace, Western New York, where we're not affected by what's happening in Manhattan, for example, where the high end is. The average sale price in Manhattan is $1.9 million.
That's the average.
That's the average. Okay, so how many people can afford $1.9 million? And if you can, it's a lot of that's discretionary.
Yeah.
In other words, you don't have to buy.
Right.
People that buy in Western New York want a house. They want a place to live. They want a place to raise their kids. They want a place that's near the schools or the religious institutions that they want to be near, their friends, whatever it might be, or the shopping. And that becomes an important bedrock aspect of this community.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true everywhere. And we should be very grateful for that, I think.
That's for sure.
And the person who was calling about or texting about their home, I think they should feel very good about what they have.
Yeah. Somebody's also texting, how can I find a good appraiser? Well,
you'd know.
It depends on what you want an appraisal for. If you're looking for the value of your home, any of our sales professionals at Hunt will, I think, give a market analysis, you know, at no cost to you. They're very good at it. They will, again, assess your house. You can also, if you're looking perhaps for tax purposes, IREM is the appraisal firm that we use, IREM. If you email me, because I don't know their contact information off the top of my head, but if you email me, linda.mallia@huntmortgage.com, I will get you their contact information.
That's very interesting. And again, if it's for an estate, it's going to be different.
Yes.
A different perhaps goal in mind when you right. seek that appraisal. It could be a divorce, who knows, but there's all kinds of reasons to get an appraisal, an independent third-party appraisal as opposed to a professional real estate broker opinion, which
right.
is a different
right.
ballgame.
Right. And we deal with, there's a gentleman that I always deal with, Don Griebner, if you're looking for help with your taxes, because mm-hmm. I know. By the way, we got reassessed, you know, you own our building in Lancaster, and mm-hmm. you know I own a home in Lancaster. My taxes went up $589, and yours went down the same $589.
Well, another,
I want my $589, Peter.
Well, I'll trade you. another building we own, the assessment was tripled.
Oh, yeah.
Tripled. Now, I don't even know what the implication of the tax are, but that's an immediate fight.
Yeah.
And this
yes.
is something that's going
yes.
on all over the community. I have a house on Buffalo and Linwood Avenue, and I want to sell. I want to have it appraised. I see. Well, that's
a sales professional. That's a real estate sales professional.
That you can get done for free. If you want an independent appraisal, we can help you with that too. And that may be a good idea because where you live, the houses are highly varied.
Yes, yes. And, that's what we were talking about before. Very varied.
And it depends on which house you have in that neighborhood.
Yes.
And that's something that really requires a professional eye.
Yeah.
To discern the ins and outs of the key elements contributing or not contributing to value there. But we'd be happy to help. And Linda, while we've got a couple minutes, you gave out your email address. Give it out again and a phone number where they can reach you at the office if they have further questions about this. Because I'm sure we've probably prompted more questions than we've answered.
Yes. So my email is linda.mallia@huntmortgage.com. My phone number is, of course, in the 716 area code, 633-3700, and then punch in my extension of 3106. That'll get you right to my desk, my voicemail. I check it throughout the weekend and be delighted. I'm not going anywhere this weekend. I have nothing to do, so please call me. Please give me something to do.
On Monday, you'll have something to do.
Yes, I will have a lot to do. I actually have a lot to do today, too.
You know, it's interesting. I just want to, I never like to close on a negative note, and we may have put a little wet blanket on people's thinking here, and I don't want to do that. I still believe, and I tried to say this earlier, I still believe that we are very fortunate to live in the community we do.
Mm-hmm.
We're very fortunate to have the pricing that we do for high-quality living in this community that we do. And I just wish we had more inventory.
Yeah.
Because we could do a lot better for the public here if more people thought about whether or not this is actually a good time to sell their home. And I want all of our listeners to think about that. And if you're thinking about maximizing your value, there's never been a point in time like this. I don't care what's going on around this.
I couldn't agree more with that statement. I mean, it's a really good idea to always reassess and look at your situation and is your home appropriate for you? And you might be surprised what it's worth. I was. Hmm.
Linda Mallia, president of Hunt Mortgage, thank you very much for
thank
being
you,
with
Peter.
And congratulations on 40 years in our industry.
Thank you. I appreciate
there
that.
There are very, very few people who can stomach 40 years of our industry.
Love every minute of it.
Or any industry for that matter. But we're delighted that you've been part of our company for that entire period of time. This is Peter Hunt. We'll be back in next week at the same time with more very interesting stuff. We've got a great lineup of guests for you that I'll be announcing over the course of the week. And remember, when it comes to real estate, Western New York and all of upstate is Hunt Country.